Before we get started, we just wanted to thank you for all your support.
Join us on Patreon for exclusive bonus content and make sure to subscribe, rate and review.
Don't forget to follow us on Instagram at Carried Away Podcast.
Let's get into the episode.
Hello and welcome to Carried Away.
Hello and welcome.
Welcome
to a very special episode.
To the season 3 finale.
Insane.
And together in London.
In London town.
What?
In London town, yeah.
In London.
Yeah, we're in London.
I know, we have a very special trip planned. Very exciting evening. That you probably have already seen the episode anyway.
Yeah, by the time this comes out,
you will have seen the episode.
Episode will have been out a while, actually. Yes. We're kind of recording this out of order for purposes of the pod.
Yeah.
Thank us later.
Yeah. Exactly. We have a very strange podcast set up today. But it is what it is.
Yeah, there's a little pot of peanut butter right next to the microphone.
You know, just in case we get hungry for a snack.
You know.
In case Keely gets hungry for a snack.
Yeah.
Okay. So, are we ready to just get into it?
Let's do it. Let's do it. Do we want a brief of what happened last episode?
Yes, I think
to remind that us where is, we are.
That is helpful, yes.
Yeah. So, last week, Carrie got mugged. Last week. And Miranda started to date the detective from the case, who she didn't think she was good enough for.
I know, very sad.
Then Carrie stalked Natasha and turned up at Natasha's lunch. And Natasha was like, you know what, bitch? This is the straw that broke the camel's back.
Yeah.
Like, you've already done enough damage. Why are you here ruining my lunch? Carrie was going over there for some kind of apology, which didn't really happen. She just was kind of explaining what happened, and Natasha wasn't having it.
No.
At all. Last episode, Charlotte kissed the gardener, and no one cared.
Yeah, pretty much.
Nobody cared. It was like the done thing in the McDougal family that everybody kisses the gardener, apparently.
Yeah.
Now, this makes me wonder, has Bunny kissed the gardener?
I'm gonna say yes.
Bunny, 100%. Has kissed the gardener.
Why didn't we include that in our Bunny episode?
Because we're idiots. We're fools. And we didn't think it through. And for that, we deserve to be punished.
Yes.
So the whole drama with Charlotte kissing the gardener, and it kind of became evident that Charlotte and Trey needed a break of some sort. Not necessarily a separation. Well, maybe a separation is the right word, but they were just going to live apart for now and figure out what the fuck is going on in Shay and Trey and Charlotte land. So she decides that she's going to move back into her old apartment just for some space and figure out what's going on.
Yeah.
And Sam met another Sam Jones and she takes his virginity. So that was a bit of a wild, very Samantha storyline.
Yeah.
Bit random, bit rogue.
Bit random.
What's new? You know?
Exactly. Season 3 finale is called Cock-a-Doodle-Doo.
Woohoo.
Woohoo. So originally aired on the 15th of October 2000, directed by Alan Coulter and written by Michael Patrick King. Okay. We're going to get into it. Now, I've pre-warned Keely that my notes are going to give her a bit of anxiety because I have written my notes old school.
You what?
I've written my notes old school.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, you do that anyway, don't you?
Not all the time. Oh, sometimes when I don't want to be on my laptop.
Yeah, yeah, I get
that.
On
my phone, I want to write them. Fair. But I also wrote them at the airport and on a train.
Ellen.
So.
Ellen, no.
This is going to be interesting. And like I said, I'm glad I'm the one that's editing this episode. So it may take me a while to get the sentence out, but we're just going to do it. Okay?
Okay.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You ready for this?
I'm not ready, but I don't have a choice.
Okay. Well.
Okay.
So, the episode starts with almost quite, like, a romanticized morning in New York. And then there's, like, this music playing where we sort of pan through Carrie's apartment and see her asleep. And then all of a sudden, we hear roosters crow, right? And, like, which isn't a normal, like, sound you would hear in New York, right?
I mean, like, New York's a crazy place, but roosters?
Yeah.
Out of nowhere, you know?
Out of nowhere,
it's not
yeah.
a usual sound.
Yeah. And she's like, she wakes up and she's, like, so confused, as you would be if you're not used to that noise, right? Mm-hmm. And she says in the voice note, in life, there's all sorts of wake-up calls, but crowing on East 73rd Street was one I was not prepared for. So she goes to the window and sees these roosters in a cage on, like, a roof, and she says, it was my own fault, really. I let my frenzy to find a rent-controlled apartment near Barney's override the fact that it was adjacent to an animal hospital.
Like, I'm sorry, but why have we never heard of this before?
I know, it just so happens now. That's the thing about New York. You never know what's just around the corner. Mm-hmm. So are we excited for this episode?
I don't know.
And she continues to say, or in Samantha's case, just outside your windows. Dun, dun, dun.
Is this like a dramatized?
Yeah. Okay. So she's just trying to get some sleep, as you would be. Mm-hmm. And in the early hours of the morning, there are three trans sex workers that work outside her building, mm-hmm. on the street outside. Mm-hmm. So she gets up to see what's going on, and she's just not impressed by what she sees and hears in that moment.
Yeah, they're just being very loud and it's probably like 3 a.m. or something, yeah. and she's trying to sleep, yeah. so.
And we cut to the girls at lunch, and she's telling them about what was going on, and everyone's laughing and sort of joking, and obviously Carrie shared her issues as well with the roosters. Mm-hmm. Charlotte just isn't, like, into the jokes, right?
No.
She's just sitting there, and they sort of ask her, like, you know, what is... You know, you don't find it funny and blah, blah, blah. Because they start obviously being quite crude and, like, yeah. sort of like the usual chat, right?
The usual diner chat.
Yeah. And she says that it was weird just sitting here, like, nothing ever happened. And Carrie says in the voiceover, it was the first Saturday since Charlotte left Trey. Mm-hmm. And Charlotte continues and says, like, I'll never be single again. I'll only ever be divorced. And the girls try and comfort her and, you know, say, would you not rather be divorced or than in an unhappy relationship? And,
yeah,
you know,
yeah. Charlotte's very concerned with labels.
Yeah.
When, at the end of the day.
Yeah.
It is what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, you know, she asks, you know, did I try hard enough, and, you know, all of those things. And
she's the only one that tried.
Yeah, she is.
Trey did fuck all.
And Carrie then goes in to talk about Trey, and Charlotte just says, you know what, I'm done talking about this. I don't want to talk about it. I'm over talking about him and all of that. So Miranda says, let's do an unpacking party on Saturday night or Sunday. Sunday, I want to say.
The weekend,
and not talk about Trey. So that was a very good friend thing to do.
Yeah.
So then Carrie goes to the vets, right? And she asks if, she first of all keeps calling them chickens. And the woman is like, they're roosters. Mm-hmm. Roosters crow, chickens don't. Mm-hmm. Right? And she says, like, you know, they're waking me up and all of that. And the lady says... They've just been saved from a cockfight in the Bronx. I know. So Carrie's like, oh my God. And she's like, don't worry, we'll take them to the basement and they'll not. And she was like, oh my gosh, no. Like, they've had a hard life. Just leave them.
Yeah.
Which was a nice thing to do, right? Because you're just... But they're in cages, so they're hardly, yeah, like, living a nice life. Carrie then also takes a card, because she was, like, the lady was so nice, so she takes a card and says, oh, my friend's got a cat, right? Cut to Miranda and her cat in Miranda's apartment, and she's looking for something to eat, and she's just got, like, rotten Chinese food in her kitchen, or her fridge, sorry. Yeah. And she decides to call the Chinese that she normally goes to, and she actually got it on speed dial.
Which I love Miranda, you know, efficiency. Yeah. She's an efficient gal.
Yeah, absolutely.
And
yeah. 100%. So when she tells them her address, the lady on the phone then starts, basically, she starts her order, and then the lady on the phone continues the order, and she goes, I know, see him every night, and laughs and has this giggle.
Yeah, it's like a giggle, like, yeah. Yeah.
Which Miranda is obviously, like...
Miranda has a very Miranda response to it, which is the insecurity comes in and she thinks she's laughing at me because I'm repeatedly ordering the same meal, yeah, from the Chinese.
Yeah.
Rather than Samantha would probably just be like, what the fuck is she laughing at? Like,
yeah,
you know, like, yeah. Miranda takes it to heart. She thinks it's like a personal attack.
Yeah.
Which I get. If someone was giggling on the phone, repeating, yeah, your order, you'd be like, bitch.
I know, exactly, yeah.
But, yeah.
Yeah. I think at this moment she's, you know, we hear her talking about it in the scene next, like, being like, am I in a bit of a rut with food? And, like, obviously, you know, things have changed a lot in the season and stuff. So we do cut to, like, Miranda and Carrie, and they're talking about it. You know, she says about how, like, the takeout lady was laughing at her, and she knew the order and all of that. And all of a sudden, Miranda just stops. And we then see Aiden and Steve together.
This is like a new scene on the street.
Yeah.
Carrie and Miranda are walking.
Yeah.
The street, and they stumble. They just see in the near distance. Is that right?
Yeah.
They see Aiden and Steve sat talking, you know, having a drink.
Yeah.
And it's like, what?
I know. And they literally run and hide in, like, this little doorway.
Yeah.
And they're like, what do we do? And Miranda says, we can either run the other way or move into this building. And they decide to just walk by them, right? And they sort of, like, you know, they hype each other up and, like, you look great, yeah, you know, and all this.
And they're, you know, checking their hair and how do I look and...
Yeah.
Yeah.
As they walk by, they pretend to be, like, shocked that, like...
Yeah, they pretend that they haven't just seen them 2 minutes ago.
Yeah.
And they've just stumbled across them. Oh, hello!
Hi! And then, and Steve is like, this is what I like about New York. And they sort of have a bit of chat. They sort of, you know, Pete and Scout are there, you know, so they say hello to the dogs. And obviously Miranda hasn't seen Scout since, like...
For a while, yeah.
And, like, she was about to be his mum at one point. So, you know, she was like, oh my God.
I mean, she kind of was. Like, they got Scout, yeah, together.
Yeah.
And Steve took custody of Scout.
Yeah.
Miranda really wasn't like...
No, God, no. Stop. Yeah, she didn't want it anyway.
Oh, poor Scout.
I know. So Carrie notices that there's four beers on the table.
Mm-hmm.
And she says, two beers at a time. Did me and Miranda give you a drinking problem? And then all of a sudden, two girls arrive.
Mm-hmm.
And
like from the bathroom.
Yeah. And Steve, like, introduces them. Can't remember their names. But anyway, doesn't matter.
Irrelevant.
And then they have this, like, really awkward exit. And Miranda goes one way, Carrie goes the other, they bump into each other.
They're very flustered.
They're very, very flustered. So, next we're at Charlotte's. and they're doing their unpacking party, like they said, and Carrie and Miranda are talking about, or telling the girls about, you know, the obviously seeing Aiden and Steve, mm-hmm. and Carrie is like, they're over us. We thought they were pining over us. And Miranda's like, how can they be over us? I'm still in the, I just got out of a relationship phase. Mm-hmm. And Charlotte sort of goes into this, like, all women are obsessed. And men just say, all righty, and get on with it. And Sam's like, obviously, we know Sam is very different. And she says, well, I just get over a relationship and move on.
Mm.
And they sort of talk about how it's so much easier on men when ending a relationship. Whereas women are the ones who hurt the most, right?
Hmm.
What do you think about this?
Like, I think it depends on the person, because obviously that's a very general
statement. Course. Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, you just need to look at somebody like Samantha to know that everyone deals with shit differently. I don't know, I feel like in this situation, Aiden and Steve, it appears that they are over it because they're sat there with these two new women.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't necessarily mean that the breakup hasn't affected them.
Yeah.
It's just that it just appears, you only see one part of the story, which is that they're sat there with these two new dates, like nothing ever happened.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think, so in that situation, I think, how could Aiden not have been hurt by that? You know, considering...
I mean, because like, obviously that's Aiden and Steve's, they were very different kind of breakups as well.
Exactly. But I know that it is common, and this is very generalized, and obviously it's very generalized. That's all I'm going to say. It doesn't mean that's the same for every person.
Mm.
But it is very common for men to move on a lot quicker.
Mm-hmm.
And feel the hurt later. And for women to feel the hurt at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And some people even say that, like, women almost end the relationship before, in their minds, before they actually end the relationship.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
It's sort of like people talk about, like, quiet quitting at work. It's kind of like that, like, you check out mentally in your head.
Yeah.
First.
Yeah.
Then it will end.
And you've already sort of processed it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and Miranda was probably very much in that.
Yeah.
In that scenario. But so it is, yes, it is very generalized saying that. So I do, there's parts of me that I do agree with that, but I also feel like, you know, women, and again, very generalized term, are, can be more, you know, commonly more emotional and like, you know, but it's maybe just more outwards. So like,
yeah, cause there's a lot of sort of, I don't know if stigma is the right word
for men showing
emotions, you know, whereas a woman will go through something, a breakup, whatever it is, and then sit and talk about it with her friends or whoever it is, a support system, whatever that looks like.
Yeah.
Whereas men typically, and again, generalizing, but typically they're not gonna sit down with all their guy friends and be like, and then this happened and I said this and she looked away, and they don't typically analyze everything, whereas I feel like women probably do, like, because you think about conversations you have and it's like, and then this happened and they looked away, and then you know, this text was worded differently than it usually, what does it mean?
Yeah.
And we're very analytical and
Yeah.
But again, everyone's different. Like, Samantha is, you know.
Yeah.
She didn't give a shit.
Exactly. Charlotte says, I wish men didn't exist. Like, we wouldn't have so much hurt. And they just stare at her.
Yeah, they're all a bit, like, they're all a bit taken aback by that.
Mm.
Because for Charlotte to say that, you know, Miranda would say that. Maybe not about the hurt thing, but Miranda would say something like that. Carrie would say something like that. Sam would. But for Charlotte to be like, she's no longer optimistic. That's quite a statement.
Yeah, exactly. Carrie's in her apartment writing, and she says, later that night, I got to thinking about men, women, and relationships. But more importantly, how women feel men disappoint them in relationships. Then a radical, almost earth-shattering thought popped into my head. What if everything isn't the man's fault? After a certain age and a certain number of relationships, if it still isn't working and the exes seem to be moving on and we don't, perhaps the problem isn't the last boyfriend or the one before him or even the one before him. Could it be that the problem isn't them, but horror of horrors, is it us?
I mean, it's hard, like... But it's not. She's looking at that very black and white. Yeah. At the end of the day, it's... There's two people in a relationship. It's for two people to figure out, you know, what's going on in that relationship.
Yeah. I think every relationship is different, and it is what it is. Sam is having the same issues again. She's trying to get to sleep, and just the ladies are outside. So she got dressed and went downstairs, and she put on this like gold trench coat, and she very politely, you know, asked them, like, she was like, I have a really early meeting, can you move a little down the street?
She does it in a very Samantha way.
Yeah. And they have a bit of like banter back and forth, and they introduce each other, like, you know, she says, I'm Sam, and they introduce, you know, themselves. And they seem to have, like, respected her wishes and moved on.
Yeah, because she goes down there, she's, you know, she's not rude, she's just very respectful, like, you're doing your job, but I need to get to sleep.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. It's the next morning, and Carrie is trying to sleep. All of a sudden, she gets a phone call. That wakes her up, and she's like, you know, she's not obviously impressed, and it's Big on the phone.
What the fuck?
What the fuck? She's obviously very shocked. Like, she's like, what the fuck? And the first thing he says is, what do you think about red? And she's like, what? And he's like, oh, I'm painting in my bedroom.
I think there's something wrong with Big.
I thought you were saying that. I was like, what?
I was staring at
him.
Was something just like a...
No, of course there's something wrong with Big.
No,
that's
but
not
like...
new information.
No, but like really wrong.
Yeah, I don't know. Anyway, so he says he's painting his bedroom red.
Loving him was red.
Yeah.
Oh.
So he says that... He then just says, she left, we ended it. And she says, you know, I know, I've heard through the grapevine. And he asks to meet her at, if they can meet. And she's like, sort of hesitant.
Mm.
And he says, can you meet me at the boathouse at Central Park that Saturday?
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember if she agrees in the scene or not, but anyway. Irrelevant.
Irrelevant.
Because we know she goes.
Yeah, she goes.
Yeah. Miranda and Carrie are thrift shopping. And Carrie very reluctantly tells her that she's going to meet Big
because
he wants to talk. And Miranda, the best line, since when does Big talk? And I was like, oh my God.
Miranda.
Yeah. And
queen.
The queen. And she says, I'm not going through this again. She says, you turn into a victim when you're with him. She says, if you go back, I don't want to know anything about it. And Carrie says, are you going to cut me off like you did Steve?
What?
She says, any sign of a flaw, you run.
It was an intense fight. It was an intense
argument. Yeah.
Because, like, Carrie as well, she knew that it was almost like she was a bit like a naughty schoolgirl confessing. She knows of all the people.
Yeah.
If she tells Miranda, you know, that she's going to meet Big, we all know Miranda's a protective friend and she's going to just be like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
She knows that Miranda's going to tell the truth. And I feel like she was almost into it because she could have just not said anything to Miranda, but I feel like she did because I feel like Carrie always wants that validation, not validation, maybe like permission. She yeah. wants people to tell her that what she's doing is okay because yeah. she doesn't know what the fuck she's doing, you know?
Yeah, yeah. So Miranda walks off and Carrie is like shouting after her, like, there you are, like walking away. It was their biggest fight, right, to date.
Mm.
But we know they have some more.
Yeah, Carrie and Miranda, I wouldn't say that it's that they fight a lot. It's just that I think their friendship is so real that they're willing to go there with one another. There's a love like yeah. there. Do you know what I mean? It's because their friendship is so strong that they are allowed to have those
yeah, absolutely.
Debates and be honest with one another.
Yeah, 100%. So that night, Miranda called her Chinese again. And the same thing happened as it was before. And she says, I don't need this, and hangs up.
Mm-hmm.
So she goes to the restaurant.
She gets so angry, though.
She gets so angry, and she's ready to be like, how dare you, yeah. right? When she walked in, she noticed the girl. She's on the phone, right? And she was talking and giggling exactly the same way to that customer as she was doing to Miranda. So she then realized it wasn't about her. And then all of a sudden she sees Steve sitting on his own in the restaurant. And we find out that that was Steve and Miranda's place. And that's why she liked it, right? But, you know.
Subconsciously she was going back to those.
Yeah.
To that place.
Comfort.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I just love Steve so much. She walks up to him and he was like, oh, twice in 1 week? Like, how lucky am I?
Yeah.
And he says, oh, like, sit down. And she tells him about... You can tell in that scene that she's very hurt. And at that moment...
She's obviously coming from that argument with Carrie, which has obviously resonated with her. She's aware of a judgmental side. And she's probably been sat thinking about it. And
yeah,
now she's seeing Steve and she's probably thinking, you know what, yeah.
Yeah. She tells him about the fight that she had with Carrie and she asks him, did I throw you away?
Hmm.
And he said, no. And he said, only you and I know what happened. It's no one else's business. And she asks him about his girlfriend and doesn't really give much away. He's like, yeah, it's fine, like, you know. Mm. And I think that was the right thing to do. It was like, answer the question, but not like
A one word answer will suffice.
Yeah, and because yeah. I think she's probably,
and he can, and in this scene, you know, she's not typical like Miranda in a way. You can tell she's
quiet and reserved.
She's very in her own head, and she's, you know, because Miranda typically comes off as she's got lots of opinions and blah blah blah, but she is just a bit more muted in this scene, which and obviously he was in a relationship with her, he knows that she's probably feeling a certain type of way.
Exactly. Yeah. So someone comes over to take her order and she's about to say her
usual
order. And then she says, oh, you know what? Can I see a menu? I'd like to try something new. And the woman, did you notice the woman? She's like, oh, God.
Yeah, the woman was like,
yeah,
not about it.
Samantha's in her apartment having sex, you know, having a great time. And the guy's loving it. He's like, I'm ready to come here. And she's like, well, I'm not, because she can't concentrate.
She's focusing. She's not in the room. She's focusing on the noise outside.
Yeah.
And she's just not. She's physically there, mentally, she's not.
Yeah, and she's like, you know, okay, I'm here, I'm here. And then she hears another noise and she's like, no, I can't. Yeah. She says they only went away one night and then came back three nights in a row. So she's had enough and she stops him. She pushes him off her. Carrie says the idea that Samantha missed a night's sleep pissed her off, but the idea that she would miss an orgasm was too far.
Don't take Samantha Jones's orgasm away from her. Because that, my friend, is not, that's not good for anyone.
No.
Anyone.
She hangs out the window and she says, shut up or I'll call the cops, right? Like, she goes into this rage.
It's rage.
Rage. And they shout back at her and she's like, not happening. Mm-hmm. So she literally runs over, like, on top of the bed and everything.
She's insane.
She is, like, so pissed off. And this guy's like, just leave them, right? You know, whatever. Yeah. Grabs a big, like, casserole pot, mm-hmm. right? She fills it with water. And she runs back to the window, over the bed.
It's the way she runs over the bed. She's like
a woman on a mission.
She is ready to do some damage.
Yeah. And she literally then throws it and it literally covers one of them. The police come anyway and move them along. And then when she turns to the guy, he's literally getting dressed. And he's literally like, just says he's freaked out.
Yeah. But also, did you not notice in that scene, the guy that was fucking Samantha, he was literally like, he wasn't moving. Like, he was hardly moving. And I was like, am I supposed to believe he was having sex? Right. Because it was like, honestly, if you watch it back, it's like, where's the movement?
I didn't notice
that. Yeah, I was like, this is... I don't think you're missing much, Samantha.
Yeah, I know. It's probably for the best. Charlotte is at home and it's... I want to say... I wrote down, because I thought I heard her say, or Carrie say in the voiceover, that it was 4 a.m. So, I don't know what time it was, but Charlotte was reading the Dalai Lama. Right? Yeah. As you do. And suddenly, like, Trey just knocks on the door and he turns up and he's drunk. And he's like, I just want to have sex with you. And just basically, and she's like, we're separated, like, you know, whatever. And he was like, no, like, we have to do this. And they basically fall to the floor, basically.
I truly don't know what his issue is. Because all this time, he's been saying he's not a sexual person. And it's like, now they're separated, he's like, I need to have sex with you, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. And I'm just, I'm confused.
Well, think how short it feels.
I'm not saying that, I'm not taking anything away from Charlotte, I'm just saying I'm confused.
Do you know what? We'll talk about it in a later scene.
Okay.
Because he goes into a little bit more detail. Okay. So I think I get what you're saying. And I agree.
I'm just confused. At this point in the episode, I'm just like,
what does he
want?
What
the fuck?
Yeah.
You know?
Again, we're at Carrie's apartment. She can't sleep. The roosters are like, no, they're not.
The roosters are walking through the apartment.
No, they're not there yet. So she can't sleep. And she says she couldn't get her fight with Miranda out of her head. And she says, it turns out I was not only capable of obsessing about relationships with men, I was a woman capable of obsessing about my relationships with women. Then the roosters crow again.
Okay.
That's when the roosters come in.
Now, are the roosters representing, are they some sort of wake-up call? You know, are the roosters there to wake Carrie up? You know, and be like a little reminder that, you know, like
a little warning from the universe.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe. That's what I'm thinking the roosters are there for.
But at this stage, maybe this is, it's like they're saying, listen to Miranda. Right?
So the rooster just shouts, listen to Miranda, you stupid bitch.
So she calls the vet in that moment and basically says, and leaves a message and says, and the girl that complained about the roosters, can you move them in? And there we go.
Wow.
Yeah.
She's taking that warning sign from the universe and going, put that warning sign back in its box and ship it away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because We know she doesn't want to, like, listen to the roosters. This is the moment I mentioned before. Charlotte and Trey are sitting together after they've just had sex. And they sort of talk about it. Obviously, Charlotte's very confused. Like, you know, you haven't been able to do it. And he says, like, he didn't feel any, like, you know, sexual need for her since before they got engaged. Right? Now, they say, like, they sort of have this conversation where you don't really... They know each other, like, almost like what they're thinking, if you know what I mean. But they, you know, so you're sort of reading between the lines a little bit.
Yeah.
So Charlotte said, like what the problem was that she says, I don't think you wanted to marry me. And he says, I don't think I wanted to marry anyone. He says, I married you because I didn't think I was going to find anyone as wonderful as you to marry. So basically he said before that he said, you know, at his age he was almost being expected to, like,
it's the societal pressure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So whenever it sort of made me think of, like, whenever that episode where they meet and Miranda sort of, like, puts it to, like, he's got his green light on or his taxi sign on, you know, that he's ready.
Mm-hmm.
That was exactly it, because he was like, I've got to marry someone.
Yeah.
And that was it. So in that moment, that was very, very true to what Miranda said. So that sort of, like, answered a little bit of, like, what you said, you know, I think he's just very confused.
Yeah, yeah. I understand that he feels the pressure, because every person on the planet feels societal pressures to do certain things and do in certain ways, blah, blah, blah. And especially if you train McDougal and your mother is Bunny and she's like, give me grandchildren and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
But I just feel like... I don't know, because he clearly is a sexual person. So... And he's already done the thing that he maybe felt the pressure to do, which is marry her.
But I think, like, it's not as though he didn't want to have sex with her, right?
Mm.
Whenever they finally had sex, he couldn't get it up, right?
Mm.
So whenever they said about it being emotional, it obviously was, because he felt obviously that he wasn't
mentally in the relationship, the marriage. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. And that maybe then there was that he wasn't a sexual person, but he was like, I, you know, obviously there's that in the back of his head every time they have sex. That's obviously going to be embarrassing, and obviously going to be, like, hurtful for Charlotte to be like, what am I doing wrong?
Yeah.
When
yeah.
he probably, you know, can get it up, but, like, for him, for in that moment, probably not.
Yeah.
So Samantha is trying to get some sleep and is woken up by one of the ladies outside throwing eggs at her window, right? And she opens up the window and the woman shouts at her, and she literally gets egg on her face. Wow. Straight to the head. Not a good moment.
What a tragic moment.
Yeah. So, Carrie then calls Miranda, right? She's outside. She calls her on a payphone and is like, and they apologize to each other.
Mm-hmm.
She says she's, like, just outside. She's about to go and meet Big.
Mm-hmm.
And she says to Miranda, she needs to know that whatever happens, that Miranda's going to be there for her.
Mm-hmm.
And Miranda says, yeah, of course, you know, I'll be there. She says, just don't kiss him. That seems to be where the trouble starts, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they have their little makeup moment. It's great. We knew it was going to happen.
But the only thing with that little makeup moment is... Carrie wasn't ringing to be like, I want to make sure that we're okay. She's ringing because she's having doubts about meeting Big.
Yeah.
She's, like, in the moment thinking, oh, fuck, is this right?
Yeah.
You know, what am I doing? That's really why she's ringing. She's ringing to validate her own choice to go and meet Big. She's not actually ringing with the core purpose of being like, you know, can we talk about this, Miranda? I just want to make sure that we're okay.
Yeah.
It's like all about...
Of course it. Of course it is. Big is like standing by the lake, I want to say. I want to call it a lake.
The pond.
The pond. It's a big ass pond.
It is a big ass pond.
By the water, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Carrie walks up to Big and they both look at each other and almost do this like sigh of relief. It's really strange. And Big goes into what like looks like he's gonna kiss her. And she then obviously dives to the side,
panics,
and they both end up in the pond.
Mm-hmm.
And they just think it's hilarious. And they have a bit of a laugh and a joke, and it's quite a funny scene.
Yeah, like, you know, they've literally just both basically done an Olympic dive into a muddy pond.
Yeah.
You know, what are you going to do? You're going to laugh. You're going to be like,
yeah,
look at us.
So they go back to his hotel, and she's, like, having a shower, and he's just, like, sitting on the bed for a bit, and then she comes in and sits next to him.
Why though did they go back to his
because she says, get me to the nearest shower, and it must have been his hotel, maybe his near. So anyway,
interesting choice.
She says, I swore I would never be in this room with you again,
and yet here you are, Carrie.
Yeah. And they sort of laugh about like the red wall because it's very red. And then Big says, was it all my fault? And she sort of says, no. Or I don't know. I don't even know if she answers that question, Ivan. And he says, we really screwed it up. What were we thinking? And she was like, I don't know. And he says, I was counting on you for answers. He goes, I hate to admit it, but I like living alone again. And Carrie laughs and is like, well, I knew that. You know, it doesn't surprise me. And then she says, I should go. And Big says, oh, do you not want to stay a while? And otherwise, oh, ock.
Huh?
I said, ock, oh, do you not want to stay a while? In proper Irish. Ock, oh, do you not want to stay a while? And she says, because, sweet friend, you and I are like that red wall. It's a good idea in theory, but somehow it doesn't quite work. She says in the voiceover, and just like that, I realised Big and I weren't us anymore. We had become something else. What it was, I had no idea. So she gets up and leaves, and we see her in her apartment, and she has a message from Miranda to ask how it went, and she opens her windows and sees that the roosters are gone.
Mm-hmm.
And she says, I had no idea where the chickens had gone, but I hoped it wasn't the Bronx, and I hoped they were happy. So
you don't care about the roosters.
No, she doesn't. So next the girls are having like are at like a rooftop party with the trans sex workers that were outside Samantha's. And Carrie says next Saturday Samantha decided to throw a kiss and makeup party for the trans ladies and their friends. So Charlotte is like talking about how Trey is constantly calling her, asking her to get back together, and she just doesn't seem that bothered. And like, he's obsessing over me type of thing. They're drinking flirtinis and they have a little bit of like banter with the ladies there, and they seem to be having a great time.
Yeah, everyone's getting on now in
yeah
Samantha Town.
Yeah. And she says in her voiceover, in the final voiceover of the season, don't worry, they have a very lovely life. There you go.
Well. Interesting.
Season 3 is complete. Halfway through.
Halfway through.
The series, yeah.
Yeah. I just think there's a lot of unresolved. There's a lot unresolved at the end of season 3. You know, now we've got this Charlotte and Trey situation. What's going to happen now? Now he's finally been honest.
Yeah.
But they're having sex. What does that mean? What's this marriage going to look like? Is it going to work? Is it not? We've got Carrie is sort of back single with, you know, she's kind of got big in her life, but not as a romantic interest.
Yeah.
But they're still, they can't sort of not be in each other's lives.
Yeah.
And then we've got Miranda and Steve. They've had like this super honest, there's a lot of like honesty in this episode.
Yeah, yeah.
They had their sort of conversation and I think it didn't necessarily seem in that moment like they were going to get back together, but I think they hit like a new, you know, a place of mutual understanding, which I don't think they've had.
Yeah. Almost like a bit of closure.
Yeah.
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 And then I think for Samantha, she just was like, start of the season of a great time, end of the season of a great time. Like, she's just...
Yeah, Samantha, because a lot of her storylines are just sort of per episode, you don't really get that story arc throughout the whole season.
Yeah, yeah.
But, I mean, we know that in season 4, she gets a bit more of an arc.
Yeah.
And she kind of, in season 4... becomes a bit more of a relationship. I don't want to say relationship person because she's still Samantha.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's just a bit more storyline for Samantha, which I'm excited to get into.
Yeah.
Because I think really she is probably one of the most interesting characters in a way.
Yeah.
But yeah.
So yeah, we've a lot to look forward to for season 4. So, look out for that.
Yes, season 4 will be coming soon. At the time we are recording this, we have not set a date, but follow us on Instagram to find out when that will be. And yes, thank you for listening.